It's time to interface at IYFWrestling.com. Here's Joey LaRocque.
Joey LaRocque joining you once again here at the interface by IYWrestling.com. Coming back to you kind of quick here, but we've got some updates to tell you about June 23rd's Brawl in Whitehall event happening at the Whitehall Athletic Club in Whitehall, New York. We already know the main event that's signed for that night. Pierre the Beast Vachon will be defending the IYFW Championship against Nocturne. Nocturne, of course, was a part of the Memories, Moments, and Mayhem event. He was in a four-way free-for-all match for the IYFW New Breed Championship. He fared very well in that match, but did not get the victory. However, the Board of Directors, Championship Committee, even Minister Max Burton, a lot of them had discussions about who the next contender would be. Max Burton really lobbied for Nocturne, and the Championship Committee agreed. Nocturne got the nod, and he will be going after Vachon's title on June 23rd. But now, let's talk about another match that's been set up on June 23rd. But let's go back a little bit into the history. First of all, it was January. Seize the moment. Boston Area Community Center in Boston Spa, New York. The Uprising, Jamar Justice, Ricky Williams, win the IYFW Tag Team titles from The Enemy, Michael Monroe, and Adam Badger. And Jamar Justice finally ends his almost two-year-long feud with the Spectacle, Adam Badger, even injuring Adam Badger's shoulder that has kept him on the shelf. However, The Uprising had no time to celebrate as they were attacked by Blood Money as the entire group came out and attacked him in the aisleway. Fast forward to St. Patrick's Day Massacre. Blood Money, represented by Michael Anthony and Scott Scarsdale, defeated the tag team champions in a non-title match through controversial fashion, I might add, but still, it was a victory. Now we move ahead to Memories, Moments, and Mayhem, May 18th in Amsterdam, New York. That night, three members of Blood Money, Robert Coleman now on board with Michael Anthony and Scott Scarsdale against The Uprising and Lanny Poffo. Lanny Poffo gets the victory on Scott Scarsdale with the moonsault. Now, we are now coming to June 23rd's Whitehall event. In the interim, Scott Scarsdale has been lobbying constantly, stating that Blood Money deserves a tag team title shot. They defeated the champions at the St. Patrick's Day Massacre, and Lanny Poffo got the win at Memories, Moments of Mayhem. The tag team champions did it. That's been his argument. Well, the Money Man, you can say, is a very, very motivational individual. He can swing things around in his favor. He's an incredible spin doctor, and somehow it has happened. It's going to happen. It is signed. On June 23rd, Whitehall, New York, the Uprising will defend the tag team titles against Blood Money. Now, here's an interesting tidbit I found out about Blood Money. Blood Money is its own separate entity. Scott Scarsdale owns and runs Blood Money. So basically, when you come on board Blood Money, you're being paid by Scarsdale. And Blood Money is signed to IYFW. What this means is that we don't know which two members of Blood Money will be going after the tag team titles on June 23rd. We're not going to know. Jamar and Loverboy are not going to know. Nobody's going to know until the actual event. All you can say is two simple words, Advantage Scarsdale. So that match is officially happening on June 23rd now. We've also got confirmation we'll be seeing plenty of other favorites in IYFW that night. The Northern Stud will be there. The Mighty Franz Roddy will be in action. We'll be seeing Ian Daniels, the Wolf CJ Scott, and plenty of other action. But three other individuals I want to talk about right now. Three men we've been hearing a lot about lately here at IYFWrestling.com. They are Roman Dominguez, Drake Evans, and Vigo. Now again, we can go into the history. Drake Evans challenged Pierre Vachon for the IYFW title in January. Roman Dominguez interfered in that match, causing Drake to lose. We heard these two men go back and forth on this website. They had a match in March, ended in a double countout. Drake Evans pie-faces the referee after the match, but let's face it, doing his job. Both men were outside the ring too long, the ref counted 10, and the bell rang. But Drake Evans slapped the referee across the face, and I do understand that Drake Evans was reprimanded. He was heavily fined and actually suspended from training at the IYFW Academy for his actions. But still, nothing was settled between Dominguez and Evans. And then we go to Memories, Moments, and Mayhem. Vigo had made statements that he was now going to get his house in order, and he wanted to take on Dominguez for delivering that brutal kick to the side of his head that caused him to lose some of his hearing. These two men have a fight That ends in a disqualification. Tempers run high. Dominguez shoved Dan Roberts. Dan Roberts had to do his job and disqualified Dominguez. Dominguez got another kick in on Vigo, of course, before he left the ring. And these two men did face off one more time later on that night on their way to the ring to be a part of the In Your Face Rumble. But of course, we know neither man ever made it to the ring. And we have heard Vigo make several comments about Drake Evans in the past, stating that he's gotten enough shots at the IYW Championship, whereas Vigo, since losing the title to Vashon back in October, hasn't gotten a shot yet. Well, I have got an email confirm from Minister of Wrestling Operations Max Burton, and he has stated that these three men will be a part of the June 23rd Brawl in Whitehall event, but they will not be wrestling each other in any way, shape, or form. We will not be seeing Evans vs. Dominguez, Dominguez vs. Vigo, or Vigo vs. Evans. In fact, Burton is instructing all three of these men to stay away from each other. Don't get involved in each other's matches. Don't interfere. Don't even watch from the curtain, from the aisle, from anywhere. I guess you can say that Burton's getting frustrated with all the constant contacts he's been getting from these three men stating that they want at each other. Nothing seems to be getting settled. What is IYW going to do? Are we going to see no DQ matches, no countout matches, three ways? What is going to happen with these three individuals? They are three combustible elements. We don't know where things are going to go in IYW. A web is being woven, you might say, between these three men. So we know they will be there. They will just not be facing each other in any matches. Well, that's going to do it for this edition of The Interface. Coming soon, we'll be telling you more about who will be coming to the Brawl in Whitehall June 23rd, and possibly who won't be coming. For iWebWrestling.com and The Interface, this is Joey LaRocque.